Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 10th of June, recording at 5:23 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, this being Friday, this is the big picture long-term outlook, which is going to be slightly truncated here today because I'd run the risk of repeating those points so many times. But suffice it to say, I maintain that Wall Street is still in a secular bear market, which I have long defined not as a disaster, but as a generational long process of mean reversion or PE ratio contraction and rising yields because people realize they aren't in the 1990s anymore. So they're willing to pay less for equities. Now, that's Wall Street. It doesn't mean that all other markets are therefore in a secular bear trend. By no means is this the case. For instance, the Asian markets. Japan experienced its secular bear market from 1990 through April 2003 and is now in a base building stage, sort of where the S&P was back in 1982 as it was beginning a secular bull market. The emerging Asian markets, they really experienced a short but very sharp bear market. It commenced with the 1997 financial crisis, and they got walloped again, of course, with the NASDAQ bubble and during the 9/11 sell-off. So those are the interesting areas. That's where we see the better valuation. And then, of course, we have the supply and elasticity theme, which I expect to run and run and run. And nowhere will it be more attractive than in the field of energy. So those are the interesting markets. But the danger right now is, as I have said before, that Wall Street's good bull run, which created a ideal time for emerging markets and the supply inelasticity trades, that that bull run from March 2003, predictable run, has almost certainly ended, and it ended at the end of February. Now, I know the European stock markets have pushed through to new highs to a small degree, and they're holding it so far. And I know that a few of the Asian markets, notably Singapore, have pushed through to new high ground, but the majority of stock market indices haven't, and noticeably the US stock market indices have not done that. And also, we actually have the NASDAQ, which is a leading indicator, leading down once again. So I maintain that this is a dangerous period and that stock markets are likely to bundle sideways at best. But I've also said that they would be more vulnerable than just bundling sideways if the US bond market weakened. And interestingly, and the day's not finished yet, but it looks like we're seeing the third consecutive day on the downside for US Treasuries today. Owen had mentioned that as being important because we hadn't seen three consecutive days down for really quite some time, not since that last big rally started. And we also see prices today below the low of the key day reversal that we saw last Friday. So this looks vulnerable to me. I'm happy to remain short the US Treasuries, and I'd increase that position by 50% up in near the highs. And I'm happy to remain short the NASDAQ. My European stock market shorts, I will roll them forward. They're more problematical. I did roll ahead my Nikkei long position. I've got sort of hedges against my hedges here, because if I'm going to back anything, as I said in comment of the day, I'll back the Asian markets in this environment. But it's a tough time to make money in stock markets right now, and for conservative investors, you want to do as little as possible, I think. This risk of a sell-off, if not this year, beyond what we've seen already, and I think there's a good chance that we will see a further correction between now and, say, the end of October. But if we don't, or even if we do, I suspect that possibly the more dangerous period will be the run from let's say, oh, April, May 2006 through October of that year. But a lot of that will depend on the interest rate cycle, and we'll have to see where we are in that. Now, I do maintain that a Greenspan has been issuing warning after warning, and I published some of them again today. I had a long piece on this, and I maintain that he wants to take rates higher than most people have discounted recently, and he's just hoping that the warnings will cause some people to curb some of their excesses in the bond market so that higher interest rates don't trigger a systemic breakdown. Okay, so much for that. Now, the US dollar still reasonably firm in here, and I say once again that well, following that little whistle, it was drifting down earlier in the week. I was thinking, you know, that could be over, but there was no dynamic, so it was a difficult call. We needed a dynamic to really find some clear evidence that the rally was over. We didn't get it. Instead, we got the dynamic, a small one on the upside. And so it's still a situation that there's no clear evidence that the dollar's technical rally is over, although I suspect we've seen the best part of it overall. Now, what's very interesting here today is that the gold market has firmed up in the last hour. I don't know why on that, but despite the dollar being firm, here we have gold up about $4 here at 427.60, and that's really quite interesting. I'm glad to still have a small long position there. I thought I might get stopped out on that easing phase, but didn't. Some of the precious have been hit fairly hard recently, including my favorite silver. I'm playing that a bit cautiously here, resisting the temptation to buy a little bit more on the basis that it could sag back a little bit further. But you know, that's my strategy. Baby steps, play it, buy it on the dips, lighten on the rallies. For the most, the other precious metals say are all down a little bit. So gold's rallying on its own, and that begs some questions here. How come? And one of them I covered in my talk today at the IG Index conference, and I pointed out or showed the charts of gold against a number of other currencies. These are charts that you can see, or gold in a number of different currencies. And you can see all of those charts, of course, in the subscribers library, and they do show gold as being close to upside breakouts. Now, of course, it can fall back from those previous highs, but the clear evidence of the charts is that it's only a matter of time, and possibly not all that much time, before we do get gold breaking out against a number of other currencies. Now, that would be highly significant in my view. That would be ushering in the second stage of what may be many stages within the secular bull market for gold. So far, as you know, it's been almost entirely in US dollar terms. But if you look at those charts, it's also moved up against the other currencies, but not to the same extent. The dollar's rally is helping gold to firm against the others rather than just remain in the trading ranges. Bottom line, no central bank wants a hard currency in this environment. Somebody, a delegate, asked me about what about the Swiss franc, and I said, forget it. During the 1970s and 1980s, you know, people used to say the Swiss franc's as good as gold, and before that they said the same thing as well. Swiss franc was backed by gold. They flogged off the gold. Switzerland doesn't want a strong currency. We have a fiat money world, and gold is being remonetized in the eyes of investors. It's just a very slow process, but it certainly is one that is underway. All the technical evidence points to that, and I can say that without embracing the alarmist articles of the extreme gold bugs, who are a little bit like those born-again creationists in some countries. But I shouldn't be issuing any knocking copy. They're very colorful. And I enjoy reading some of the hype. Okay, back to the markets here, David. Crude oil a little bit softer in here today. That's dragging down natural gas as well. That may steady stock markets a bit. We had good rallies in Europe here today, but Wall Street is softer, led downwards by NASDAQ nearly down 1% as I speak. And the grain bean complex a little bit softer here as well. So that's pretty much it, folks. Copper up a bit among the industrial metals, but gold is the standout metal performance here at the moment, at any rate. Have an absolutely splendid weekend.